Robin Hood. Biff and Wilma went to the pantomime. They went with Wilma's mum. They had a friend called Anina. Anina went to the pantomime with them. The pantomime was about Robin Hood. Robin Hood was a good man. He lived in a wood with his men. Everyone liked Robin Hood, and they gave a cheer every time he came in. There was a bad man called the Sheriff. Nobody liked the Sheriff. He wanted to catch Robin Hood and lock him up. "Look out, Robin!" shouted the children. The next day, Wilma and Anina went to play with Biff. They sang a song about Robin Hood. Wilma played her guitar and Anina played her recorder. Kipper didn't like the song. He put his hands over his ears and made a face. "Whoa," said Kipper. Kipper had a key round his neck. It was the magic key. Biff was cross with Kipper. "Put the key back in the box," she said. Suddenly, the key began to glow. "Look out, Anina," said Biff. "This is a magic key, and the magic is working. It's time for an adventure." The magic took the children to a wood. It was the wood where Robin Hood lived. The children could see Robin with some of his men. Robin Hood had not seen the children. Anina was frightened. "I hope he is a good man," she said. "Come on," said Kipper. "I can smell food." Robin Hood saw the children. "Who are you?" he asked. "Are you lost in the woods? Come and sit down." The children sat by the fire. "We saw you in a play," said Anina. "We can sing a song about you." "Oh, no," said Kipper. "Not the song again." Biff, Wilma and Anina sang the song. The song said everyone liked Robin, but nobody liked the Sheriff. Robin Hood's men gave a cheer. "What a good song," said Robin Hood. "Sing it to me again." Kipper looked inside a big black pot. Nobody saw the Sheriff coming. Suddenly, the Sheriff's men ran in. They grabbed Robin Hood and put a rope round him. "Got you at last," said the Sheriff. They jumped on Robin's men and they grabbed Biff, Wilma and Anina. They put them all into a cart. "Take them away," said the Sheriff. Kipper hid in the big black pot. The Sheriff's men didn't see him. "Oh no," he said. "What can I do? I must help them." The Sheriff took them to a village. He said, "My castle is too far away, so we will stop here. One of my men will see you don't get away." Kipper went up to the man. He gave the man a sweet. "What is that thing?" he asked. "You lock people up in it," said the man. "You can't lock people in that," said Kipper. "You can't get them in." "Oh, yes, you can," said the man. "Look." He put in his head and hands. "Ha!" said Kipper. "You fell for it. He locked the man in and took away his keys. "Grrr," said the man. Kipper set them free. "Come on, everyone," said Robin Hood. "Let's go back to the woods. We don't want the sheriff to catch us." They went to a new part of the woods. "Three cheers for Kipper," said Robin Hood. "Now let's sing that song about me again." "Oh no," said Kipper. Suddenly, the magic key began to glow. "Just in time," said Kipper. "It's time for us to go." "Goodbye," said the children. "Goodbye," said Robin Hood. "And thanks." "What an adventure," said Anina. "I liked Robin Hood and his men." "Let's sing the song." "Ah," said Kipper.